shopping. We're also getting a clearer picture, though, of who might be on Romney's shopping list for a running mate, thanks to new details about who's speaking at the Republican convention. Primetime slots now going to Mike Huckabee, Ohio Governor John Kasich, Senator John McCain, Florida Governor Rick Scott. The speaker's list also includes the former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, the South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and the New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez. Our chief national correspondent John King is joining us from New York right now. John, can we presume that the people we just mentioned are not on Romney's shortlist, or is that going too far?
It's going a bit too far, Wolf, but if you talk to people inside the campaign, they say it is a safe bet with this caveat. The final decision, of course, will be made by Governor Romney himself. You saw him grocery shopping there. He's in Wolfboro, New Hampshire. He's at his home up there. We're told mostly downtime, but several senior staff members are up there to see the governor this afternoon, and the vice presidential search is one of the topics sure to be discussed. Most top campaign insiders say they haven't heard the choice from the governor yet. He told our Gloria Borger, "I don't have anything for you on that." They expect, though, that Governor Romney is close to his final decision, and, Wolf, they believe that none of the people you just mentioned will be that choice. Who do they say it will be? Again, most of these information we're getting from senior advisors, they're piecing together pieces of information as well. They're being reporters just like us because they say this is being so closely held. But they say, here's the short list as they see it. They say the former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, someone Governor Romney is quite comfortable with, someone who was a candidate in the Republican field, he is on that list. The Ohio Senator Rob Portman is on the list as well. He served in the House before the Senate, also was the trade representative and the budget director in the Bush administration. So he is also on the list. And you're hearing increasingly pushed from the outside, but also said to be considered from the inside, the Wisconsin Congressman, the House Budget Committee Chairman, Paul Ryan. That is the short of the shortest of the short list, if you will, Wolf. If you talk to people close to the process, the Florida Senator Marco Rubio still comes up from time to time. Every now and then you hear about a wild card chance. We're going to hear this from Governor Romney himself over the next several days. Exactly when is still a mystery. Most people think it will come from that Pawlenty, Portman, Ryan list. But even they say, Wolf, Governor Romney hasn't told them, so wait and see time.
Yeah, the two other names that people keep talking about, Bobby Jindal, the Louisiana governor, he supposedly is on the short list. Also, John Thune, the senator from South Dakota, supposedly on the short list. Are they on the real short list or not so short?
It depends on who you talk to inside. There's no question that they were on a list at some point. As Governor Romney pares down his choices, he's talking mostly to Beth Myers, his trusted confidant of some time. She was his chief of staff as Massachusetts governor. She is the head of this process right now. People inside say those are the two who know everything. Other people pick up bits of information as you go through the vetting process. Again, they're not willing to rule anybody out, even those people you say have not, we all know, have now publicly been given speaking roles. But inside the campaign, they seem to think this is largely a Pawlenty, Portman, Ryan contest, and they, inside the campaign, they tend to list them in that order. There are some disagreements, but Governor Jindal, Senator Thune, also names we hear from time to time, and